Good morning. Thank you for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now on the telephone is our friend and neighbor and the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I gather that communications are a little delayed at this end, but maybe that makes it all the sweeter in the end.
Yeah, well, hopefully. So what's on your agenda?
So.
Yeah, what's on the agenda today, Caroline?
Well, I thought that around the winter solstice, and now, you know, we have a new year approaching and lots of observances of different kinds around the holidays, and it's a time for giving and sharing and connecting and thinking about what's ahead. Why not let's talk about fate and destiny?
Mm. Yeah.
Big subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting because I always feel that when people feel a little up against it, you know, the weather is chilly, there's a lot to do, people are a little unsure about things, we can often get into a sense of it is what it is, and same old same, still doing the same thing. You know, there's this kind of sense of fatalism, maybe, sort of, you know, what can you do? A lot of people say to me, I say, how are you doing? And they say, yeah, I'm doing, you know, it is what it is, and what can you do anyway?
Mm.
And it sort of made me think about this idea of what fate has in store for us versus the idea of having a destiny in life. You know, they're two very different things that happen simultaneously in many ways. And I was thinking, what sort of is at the core of all of this? And, you know, we arrive on this planet and we really have no idea how we got here. And we have no idea why we are in the circumstances that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And no two people have the same circumstances, no matter what. You know, we all have individual circumstances that we're born into, you know, wherever it may be around the globe. We don't have any idea. Did we choose that? Did we not choose it? What are we doing here? There's no real blueprint for how to go forward.
Mm.
And there are people who really believe that they're destined to something on this earth. You know, I must be here for a reason. I must have a purpose. There must be something about me that I have something to do here. And then there are other folks who have a sense of, well, you know, things are as they are, and there's not much that I can do about it. And should I try and do anything about it anyway? Because I can't really do anything.
Hmm.
So when you consider that the definition is of fate is what happens to us.
Mm. Yeah.
And then when you think about destiny is what we choose to do with what happens to us and where we're born on this earth and the circumstances that we have.
Mm.
And there's a massive difference between the two.
There is. Yeah.
So the French, you know, philosopher and Enlightenment writer Voltaire said, you know, I was sort of looking for really great quotes about fate and destiny.
Mm.
And I really liked his the best. And he said, you have no control over the hand that life deals you, but how you play that hand is entirely up to you.
Hmm.
I thought, how fascinating that is, because along with being born into circumstances we don't understand, we also have free will.
Now it makes more sense why Salvador Dali did some busts of Voltaire and used him in his painting. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, there you go. And I mean, these are huge concepts, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the idea of destiny has shaped human history. Because when you look back at many of the leaders of various movements or countries, they had a very strong sense of the part that they were playing in history and that they had a certain destiny. And, of course, a very famous example is Winston Churchill, who even as a teenager at school in England, he would say to people, I feel as if I have some kind of destiny here, like something is in store for me and there's something big on the horizon. And I don't necessarily know what it is, but I believe that I am going to be a part of history that is going to be unfolding. And boy, was he right about that. I mean, he had this sense right from the beginning. And I thought, well, it's so interesting that there are people who are born with a sense of destiny. And Abraham Lincoln had a sense of his destiny. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. had a sense of his destiny. And Nelson Mandela, to name but a few people who changed the course of history in their desire to care for the oppressed and to create social and governmental change for the good, you know, in this very, very strong sense that they were shaping history.
Well, here's a curveball for you, Caroline. That's what I'm here for. When you have an individual like the Dalai Lama, that is fate and destiny combined into one outlook.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because we also have sort of other nuances around destiny, because the Dalai Lama is dealing with a situation where he has a destiny, and yet what is going to happen to him and where he's going to be is very much at the whim of fate. So just because you have a sense of destiny, it doesn't mean that you can outrun your fate. So that's a really good point. That's where those two things come together.
Well, it seems like it was his fate to become the Dalai Lama, and his destiny was fulfilled by his own teachings and learnings as he grew.
Yes, exactly. And that sense of knowing, that sense of knowing that certain people have, that sense of purpose on the earth.
Yeah.
And then there's also the added complication that there are folks who are delusional about having a destiny. And the delusional ones are the ones who believe that in some way they have a superior position in the world, whether it's racial or cultural or economic or religious. They have a sense of superiority. And as we saw with people like Stalin and Hitler, that it can be a catastrophe.
So,
the idea of delusional destiny, too. And just because you have a sense of destiny, unless it's for the greater good and the uplift of everybody, can be a extremely dangerous idea, because the idea of destiny is such a powerful driver of human behavior.
Brings to mind Jim Jones.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. And I think that we get really sort of drawn into stories of people who appear to overcome the apparent inevitability of their circumstances, particularly people who are creating situations that are better for everybody, that include everybody. And we think, well, how, you know, you hear about people who uplift themselves from, you know, extraordinary poverty or war situations or something like that. Mm. And you think, well, how did they do it? You know, people are just very compelled by, look at that person who is living that life and creating this change and being incredibly inspirational. And you think, well, how did they do that? Mm. And there are so many variables to what sort of creates that push to do something really, really extraordinary. And you think about, well, obviously they appear to be fearless, probably hardworking, disciplined. Maybe there was a little dose of luck in there. Mm. And then did they have a very strong belief in themselves? You know, we don't all have a strong belief in ourselves. Mm. And a lot of people have a belief in a higher power. And a higher power that's guarding, you know, guiding the way they're behaving. Do they have a strong sense of purpose? And then there's, on top of that, the added complication of if somebody has a, you know, a dark side to their destiny, is it all about ego and narcissism and being self-centered? Hmm. You know, they're going to fulfill their destiny at the you know, at the peril of other people.
Well, Caroline, how can we influence our own future and create a destiny that would be self-fulfilling and wonderful in the end?
Well, I think that, you know, it's this whole idea of we find ourselves in particular circumstances, and it's like, well, here they are, and there's not much that we can do about that. The only thing we can do, and this is where we have our superpower, is we can choose how we react. Mm. We can choose how we react in every minute of every day to the circumstances that we have. And you and I have talked about this a great deal. Mm-hmm. But it's not always easy to know that we have that choice. You know, when we're up against something that makes us frightened or angry or reactive or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, we can get into these patterns of behavior where we aren't necessarily our best self. And I think one of the most important practices for us mere mortals is trying to create some space between what happens to us and how we react to it. Mm. And the more we can, you know, dial down just reacting to things and consciously act in the best way we can for the circumstances that we have, is going to help people to fulfill, you know, the destiny that we all have on this earth. We're all here, I believe, to help uplift one another and to make life better. So making choices in that direction, no matter your circumstances, and of course people have impossibly difficult circumstances to deal with. But, you know, I'm aware and have friends who have managed to transcend, you know, impossible, really impossible circumstances. So, and that's really walking with, you know, walking with your destiny, I believe.
Mm. Mm. Well, it's not easy to take a second before you react when you're either told something that's hard to hear or that will definitely get the hair on the back of your neck standing up. But if you take a breath and then react, you'd be better off instead of just letting out the first thing that comes out to your mouth.
Yeah, and we all can get triggered, can't we?
Very easily. But
that's
the hardest thing to do. I mean, we could say it, but practicing it sometimes takes a little more concentration.
Yeah, it really does. And I think often it's a good idea to try to do it in the beginning with things that you know are going to trigger you. You kind of already know. You know when you go into a situation and you think, this is going to be really annoying.
Yeah.
You can sort of take that extra little bit of a breath and say, okay, well, this time I am going to behave in a different way. And I think if you start off with some of the more obvious things that trip us up every time, you can start to, it's like a muscle, you know, you can strengthen that discipline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll keep trying.
Well, we rely on you, Rick, so, you know.
Well, nobody's perfect. I do my best, and we all do, but, you know, we mess up once in a while.
Well, yes, and we really do. And it never feels very good afterwards, does it?
Not too much, especially if, you know, you care about whoever you've just laid some words into that weren't very encouraging.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel, if you're, you know, a good person morally, you feel remorse. You feel like, I just said that to someone I really care about. That's bad.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we have a conscience for a reason, right? It's not just there for no reason. We feel shame. We feel guilt. We have a conscience. You know, when they say my conscience is pricking me, boy, it can really be poking you if you've done something, you know, that's just really, you just know that you didn't take the best approach. You know, you descended into reaction and upsetness and anger and everything else. And then, of course, the chances are you're going to get the same thing back because one thing tends to generate another, and then your situation is worse.
Yeah. So let's add a little more kindness, a little more thoughtfulness, and a little more understanding into all of our diets, and we can get along a little bit better.
Yeah, we surely can. And I think, you know, let's not be fatalistic. We know we've all got these different circumstances, but, you know, by transcending them with the sense of destiny, just, you know, gently, step by step, doing the best with each situation we get handed, you know, they start to build on each other, these things, and create all sorts of connections and openings that we never even dreamed possible. So my gift to the world at the moment, you know, for this holiday time is that we embrace all of that. And, you know, I'm talking to myself too, you know.
Indeed.
And this is what one wishes for the world.
Well, thanks. I wish that as well. And Caroline, your fate and destiny hopefully will continue here at 98.1 KZE. And you can get your message out across the land, through the air, and caress the earth with your thoughtfulness and trying to give us an understanding of ourselves, which is important, especially around this time of the year when temperatures inside one's body raise up to fever pitch.
Which isn't great when it's so cold outside, right?
No, a bunch of hotheads with cold weather. It's a lot of steam. So, yeah.
Exactly right.
So don't blow off any steam this year or next year. And I wish you nothing but the best of your holiday season, Caroline. Any good plans?
Well, lots of get together with folks, you know, and I'm going to be at the Renaissance Rehabilitation Center on Christmas Day and with Dennis Watlington there and the wonderful people who run the facility and that's always a great time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a great time to be with people who are caring for other people and, you know, just seeing people's faces light up at Christmas time. And, you know, it's just wonderful. So. Mm.
Well, please spread our love to everyone you come across, and nothing but the best holiday season for you and a happy new year.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And I would just like to say thank you to everybody for listening to us this year. We've had some great topics and it's been really uplifting and really fun, Rick. So thank you and the KZE team.
Always a pleasure. And send Caroline an email if you have any questions or thoughts, concerns. Caroline@CarolineFipps.com. And maybe, just maybe, she'll choose your email and give a free consultation. That is a possibility. So send them in to Caroline@CarolineFipps.com. Caroline, Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you so much. And also check out our archive at CarolineFipps.com. We have a great library of great information there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's a fun listen when you have a little free time. It's really great. And some of the topics are so amazing. And to listen back to them myself is enjoyable, because when you're in them, you're in them. And then when you're listening, it's a different perspective. So I appreciate what you do, Caroline, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rick, and have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Caroline Phipps, our guest. We'll be right back after this.
At Missoula Oil Service, we believe diversity belongs